Texte numéro 82. People didn't believe Africa could be a source of innovation. Africa has the greatest variety in human genes anywhere on the planet, but the world is failing to capitalize on it, according to one of the continent's leading scientists, Professor Kelly Chibali, a man determined to change that. He believes the birthplace of humanity could hold the scientific key to its future. About 18% of the global population lives in Africa, a proportion set to rise over the next few decades, and it accounts for 20% of the global disease burden. But only 3% of clinical trials take place on the continent, and most of those in just two countries, South Africa and Egypt. If it works in Africa, there's a good chance it'll work somewhere else, because there is such a huge genetic diversity, says Chibali of the University of Cape Town. Genetic differences affect how drugs are processed by the body. Testing a drug in people with a wider variety of genes, rather than the historic standard of a Caucasian man, means the frequency and amount of a drug given to patients can be better calibrated for everyone before it gets to market. He says it is important that encouragement for more Africans to get involved comes from people such as him. There is deep mistrust in many communities because of medical abuses under colonial and apartheid regimes. If calls to participate come from non-African outsiders, people will think, "You're trying to use us as guinea pigs," he says. People have been traumatized. Who says it matters. Africans have to take a lead in doing these things because these are problems that affect us more, he says. The status quo is that innovative medicines are discovered and developed largely in the global north. Then, 5 to 10 years later, those innovative medicines are brought to Africa. It means there is no certainty that those drugs will work in African populations or fit into the way medicine is practiced across the continent, Chibali says. There are big challenges in conducting scientific research on the continent, Chibali concedes, and a need for African governments to bolster public health research infrastructure and smooth legislative and regulatory pathways. Efforts to increase drug manufacturing on the continent are welcome. There are obvious health benefits for Africa if drugs are better tailored to local people, he says, as well as economic benefits. And African institutions must step up as partners. In any kind of partnerships, you have to bring something to the table. You cannot just demand. It's not always about money. Sometimes you need just the right policies, the right climate for business to flourish, the right climate for research. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.